Good afternoon. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. I'm going to start with Benny Golson in an Argo LP that he did in December 1962. I highly regard Golson not only as a tenor saxophonist, but certainly as a composer. If he wrote nothing but I Remember Clifford, that pay on to Clifford Brown, the artist of the trumpet who died in 1956, he would be well up there. This one, in fun, in a way, because he's the only solo horn on this record, is called Just By Myself. With him, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Ron Carter bass, and Art Taylor on the drums. Thank you. What a wonderful idea there on the ending. That's Benny Golson, 1962, his quartet for Argo Long Playing Records. And one Golson wrote, called Just By Myself. Tommy Flanagan on the piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Art Taylor, the most unobtrusive drummer. And swinging, beautiful quartet. Benny Golson, December 1962. Let's go from 62 back to 1930, and a group called the Hokum Trio, meaning Cecil Scott on clarinet, composer, pianist, and vocalist here, Alex Hill, and Ikey Robinson on banjo.
And I've really just begun. Every day is my Thanksgiving. I'm having my fun. And I'm always in a hurry when my day's work is done. And I never have a worry. I'm having my fun. The one I love is always waiting with a smile to greet me. And all my troubles pass away when she runs out to meet me. And early in the morning, I'm up to greet the sun. Seems the world was made just for me. I'm having my fun.
Having my fun, the Hokum Trio, 1930, May of that year, for Clarion 78 Records, playing one of Alex Hill's compositions. I'm having my fun. Cecil Scott clarinet, Hill on piano and singing, and Ikey Robinson on banjo. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... Let's go to Charlie Parker now, and one of my favorite of his bands, the October 1947 Dial Records, meaning Miles Davis, Charlie Parker, Duke Jordan on piano, Tommy Potter bass, and Max Roach on drums. We will hear two of the same record, the same 10-inch 78, Dexterity, written by Parker and based on Gershwin's I Got Rhythm, and Bird of Paradise, written by Charlie Parker and based on Jerome Kern's All the Things You Are. Charlie Parker, and breathtaking, I must say. With Miles Davis, Duke Jordan on the piano, Tommy Potter bass, and Max Roach on drums. From October 1947 for Dial Records. Dexterity, written by Parker, based on I Got Rhythm, and Bird of Paradise, based on Jerome Kern's composition, All the Things You Are. Charlie Parker. That was two sides of a 10-inch 78. I'm going to do it again with Woody Herman's Capitol 78 record of December 1948 in Hollywood. I Ain't Getting Any Younger features Woody singing. This is a Benny Carter, Adeline Hansen composition. We'll also hear Bill Harris's beautiful trombone and Ernie Royal's equally beautiful trumpet. Then, a change in the personnel. And we'll hear Lemon Drop, a composition by pianist George Wallington. And on this, Woody plays clarinet. The vocal trio on this is Terry Gibbs, who plays vibes, Chubby Jackson, who plays bass, and Shorty Rogers, who plays the trumpet. We'll also hear from Serge Shaloff on baritone saxophone, Red Rodney's trumpet, Gibbs on vibes, and the trombone work of Earl Swope. The arrangement is by Shorty Rogers. Two by Woody Herman, 1948, I Ain't Getting Any Younger, and Lemon Drop.
I tell you that I love you and say let's set a date. You tell me that you want to, but first I gotta wait. I talk of orange blossoms and walking down the aisle. You always try to tell me that stuff is out of style. But I ain't getting any younger, ain't gonna wait too long. I talk about our future and the house we'll have someday. You tell me you're all for it, but there'll be a slight delay. Don't try to keep me guessing by saying yes and no. I'm tired of all the stalling and I might just up and go. I ain't getting any younger, ain't gonna wait too long. Almost anybody's life will last just a little longer with a husband or a wife. So won't you hurry up and tell me you'll be my wedded mate? Cause baby, you ain't gonna live so long if you procrastinate. Cause I ain't getting any younger, ain't gonna wait too long. Now I don't believe in rushing or doing things in haste, but too much hesitating lets a good thing go to waste. Cause I'm a flame that's fading and be a good girl scout. Unless you do the fan and my flame is going out. I ain't getting any younger, ain't gonna wait too long.
Little now.
Woody Herman and his band, 1948 in Hollywood. I Ain't Getting Any Younger, Woody sang that one. Bill Harris played his trombone, Ernie Royal his trumpet. And Lemon Drop. Rogers had his clarinet out for that one. And the vocal trio, Terry Gibbs, Chubby Jackson, and Shorty Rogers, and Serge Chaloff on baritone sax solo, Red Rodney. Right there on his trumpet, Gibbs on vibes, and Earl Swope on his trombone. For Capitol Records, Woody Herman, a couple of them for you. 1948. What were you doing in 1948? This is 88.5, KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... All right, let's go now to Miguelito Valdez in 1942 for Decca Records. And the accompaniment is by Miquito and his Afro-Cubans.
Echo, 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 palo negro, palo negro, echo, tamua, palo blanco, palo blanco, tamá. Y palo santo, olele, y palo bobo, olele. Ah, ah, ah. mamá. Yo quiero comerme un cama. Ya yo me voy al muelle donde me espera mi viejota para irme por pregona. Ya yo me voy con mi pregón, señores. El ecolero se va, mamá. Yo quiero comerme un cama. Ya yo me voy con mi pregón. Se me espera mi negrona para irme pregonar. Ya yo me voy con mi pregón, señores. Hijo, que dímelo mamá,
Hijo,
que súbalo papá, ruñalo mi nena, que dímelo mamá, que súbalo.
Hijo,
me muero mi masita de mi vida, mira, yo, mira nena, que está pasando mi yo.
Hijo,
mi de mi vida, mira nena, que me muero ya.
Hijo,
ande la piquiri, cumba, malamba, foca, taca,
pro,
tiki, piqui, tiki, oh, piqui, ti mamá, piqui, ti nene.
Hijo,
el colero se va, el colero, mamá, el colero, nene, el colero. El colero se va, el colero se va, se va. El colero, mamá, mamá, el colero se va, colero, nene, colero, papá, colero. El colero se va, el colero, ay yo. El colero se va, sasa. El colero se va, colero, mamá, colero, nene, colero, papá, colero se va, colero, nene, colero se va, el colero, mamá, el colero, papá.
Thank you.
First up on that set, we had Miguelito Valdez in the summer of 1942 for Decca Records, with Mequito and his Afro-Cubans providing wonderful rhythmic force behind, and Echo, written by Gilberto Valdez for Miguelito Valdez, 1942. Then Claude Bowling and Friends for Columbia Records, 1975, and one Bowling calls Baroque and Blue, a play on the word, of course, with Jean-Pierre Rampal on flute, Max Heidegger on string bass, and Marcel Sabiani playing the drums. Claude Bowling for Columbia, 1975, Baroque, B-A-R-O-Q-U-E, and Blue. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz, and support for KPLU comes from you and... Okay, we have had a few requests for this concert over the last couple of weeks, as a matter of fact, and I think I wrote down the number 6, that must be the number of people, or calls, or letters, whatever. And I'm glad to oblige if I can. For Impulse Records, this is a concert of Pee Wee Russell and Red Allen, done in 1966. We will hear Johnny Green and Eddie Heyman's Body and Soul, with Red Allen singing as well as playing the trumpet. He does on both. And then Graduation Blues. Russell's on clarinet, Allen, as I said, singing and playing trumpet, Charlie Hayden bass, and Marty Morell on the drums, and the great Steve Kuhn at the piano. Pee Wee Russell, Red Allen, in concert.
My days have grown so lonely. I've lost my one and only. My pride has numbered. I'm for you, body and soul. I was a mere sensation. My heart was caught with no foundation. Although we have stumbled, I'm for you, heart and soul. But life before me, the future looks to me. Winter, not gray and old. Unless it's magic, it won't be tragic. And echo the tales that's been told so often. My life relies upon you. What is the good in my without you? My castle has crumbled. I'm for you, body and soul. Thank you. won't mean the future in store me. Winter night's gray and all. That's a magic. It won't be tragic and echo the tales that've been told so often. You baby, you moving away from here. Got news for you, baby. Moving away from here. When you move, pretty mama, you leave your daddy here. Carry on, carry on. Thank you.
Kressel on his clarinet, Red Allen, trumpet and singing, Charlie Hayden bass, Marty Morrell on drums, and Steve Kuhn at the piano. We heard Body and Soul and Graduation Blues, all that on an Impulse long playing record recorded in October of 1966. B.B. Russell and Red Allen in concert. That was put together, by the way, by Whitney Balliet, the jazz writer for The New Yorker for so many years. Good choice. This is 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, NPR News, and celebrating 20 years of All That Jazz, a service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be here with you on Sunday afternoon. Hank Mobley now, his terribly underrated tenor saxophone. Ideas he has and the tunes he wrote, something else. This is a Blue Note album that Hank Mobley did in collaboration with the trumpet star Lee Morgan in 1958. With them, Wynton Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Charlie Persip on the drums. We will hear High and Flighty by Mobley, Kurt Vile's Speak Low, and Mobley's Peckin' Time. Thank you. Quintet from 1958 for Blue Note Records, and that's tenor and trumpet, respectively. Wynton Kelly piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Charlie Persip playing the drums. We heard High and Flighty by Mobley, Speak Low by Kurt Vile, and Peckin' Time, the name of the album, by Hank Mobley. The Mobley Morgan Quintet for Blue Note. February 1958. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And you're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... Let's go back now to 1933 and Mae West, one of the great writers for movies and actresses and all that, and... an interesting singing style, studio orchestra behind her. For Brunswick, we will hear I Like a Guy, What Takes His Time, written by Ralph Ranger, and Shelton Brooks' Easy Rider.
Takes his time. I'll go for any time. I'm a fast-moving girl. I'd like some slow. Got no use for fancy driving. Wanna see a guy arriving in low. I'd be satisfied, electrified to know a guy what takes his time. A hurry-up affair, I always give the air. Wouldn't give any Russian gent a smile. I could go for any singer who would condescend to linger a while. But a lullaby would be supplied to have a guy what takes his time. Oh, a guy what takes his time. I'll go for any time. A hasty job really spoils the master's touch. I don't like a big commotion. I'm a demon for slow motion or such. Why should I deny that I would die to know a guy what takes his time? Oh, there isn't any fun in getting something done if you're rushed when you have to make the grade. I can spot an amateur, appreciate a connoisseur at his trade. Who would qualify, no alibi, to be the guy what pays his time? Oh, oh, oh. Ever since Miss Susan Johnson, she lost her Jackie Lee, there's been much excitement and more to be. You can hear her moaning from early morn. I wonder where my easy rider's gone. I wonder where my easy rider's gone. I wonder where my easy rider's gone. If he was here, he'd win the race. If not first, he'd get a place. I never saw that jockey trailing anyone. I'm losing all my money, that's why I'm blue. To win a race, he knows just what to do. Put all my junk in pawn to bet on any horse that Jackie's on. Oh, I wonder where my easy rider's gone. I wonder where my easy rider's gone. He went and put my brand new watch in pawn. I see him coming around that pen, on a trail that man can find. He's got to win because my dough is on the nose. Just watch that jockey's riding style. He'll hit that home stretch when I buy a mile. I want him to win this free. Keep it going till he comes for me. Oh, I wonder where my easy rider's gone.
Mae West singing for you with the studio orchestra behind her. 1933 for Brunswick. I Like a Guy What Takes His Time, written by Ralph Ranger. An Easy Rider by Shelton Brooks. You might want to compare Brooks' Easy Rider with W.C. Handy's Yellow Dog Blues. They kind of go hand in hand in a way. Mae West, movie star, singer, writer, all of the above, producer, director, all-around gal. Sonny Stitt is up now, and Sonny Stitt plays alto and tenor and baritone, all of those, and he's going to play alto here with Kenny Durham on trumpet, Bud Powell piano, Al Hall on string bass, and Kenny Clark on the drums, and this is one that Stitt wrote called Seven Up.
Thank you.
Another one of those flip sides of the same 10-inch 78 record, this one a Savoy. Sonny Stitt up first, both of them 1946, and Stitt's 7-Up with Kenny Dorham trumpet, Bud Powell piano, Al Hall bass, and Kenny Clark on drums, and then J.J. Johnson's trombone, the one he wrote based on Just You, Just Me, called Mad Bebop. Cecil Payne on alto, Bud Powell piano, Leonard Gaskin bass, and Max Roach on drums. Savoy Records, 1946, Sonny Stitt, and then J.J. Johnson. Let's end the first half of the program today with Louis Armstrong and his Hot 7 and the classic Potato Head Blues. Classics in this art, Potato Head Blues, performed by Louis Armstrong and his Hot 7 in Chicago, May 1927. All the Hot 7s were done in the month of May of that year. For OK Records, Louis on trumpet and John Thomas on trombone, Johnny Dodds clarinet, Louis's beautiful wife Lil Hardin Armstrong on the piano, Johnny St. Cyr on banjo and guitar, Pete Briggs on tuba, and Johnny's younger brother, Warren Baby Dodds, playing the drums. Louis Armstrong and his Hot 7, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and...
The Washington Fryer Commission. Locally grown chicken is fresh and easy to fix, the practical solution for quick meals. Washington Grown Chicken is a local brand, trusted for over 50 years, and a source of jobs for thousands of Washingtonians. Grown in Washington chicken, it's good in more ways than one. ¶¶
That's what we call in this business of jazz history as bits and pieces. And we're glad to have them. It's recordings made with home record-making equipment or early taping done with wire recording from broadcasts and concerts. That one, 1947, in Los Angeles, put on by Gene Norman, who, with Norman Grand's Jazz of the Philharmonic, was in the 1940s attempting to let the world know about this art form and the artists involved, and did an admirable job. What they played was Hot House, written by composer-pianist Tad Dameron, based on Cole Porter's What Is This Thing Called Love. The musicians, Wardell Gray playing his tenor, Sonny Criss, alto, Howard McGee, trumpet, Dodo Marmarosa. On the piano, Charlie Drayton on string bass and Jackie Mills on drums. For modern 78 records, that's just 6 minutes of sound out of what probably was two or three times that. Hot House, Gene Norman Presents, 1947. Here's another one of those bits and pieces. This was done by the Black Deuce 78 Company. It's a broadcast from Carnegie Hall in September 1947. Dizzy Gillespie, trumpet, and Charlie Parker, alto, saxophone, John Lewis, piano, Al McKibben on bass, and Joe Harris on the drums. And we will hear two compositions by Dizzy Gillespie, A Night in Tunisia and Groovin' High. Thank you. another example of what I was talking about earlier, about bits and pieces in this business of broadcast recordings and concerts and all of that. And we're very happy to have them. Those done by, I think the only time that Black Deuce 78 Records did anything, and they did that broadcast from Carnegie Hall, September 1947, Charlie Parker on alto saxophone, Dizzy Gillespie trumpet, John Lewis at the piano, Al McKibben on bass, and Joe Harris drums. We heard two sides of a record on Night in Tunisia by Gillespie, a D minor composition that he did and is very popular. And then Groovin' High, also by Dizzy Gillespie, based on John Schoenberger's 1920 hit Whispering, also big for Gillespie. Black Deuce recordings of a broadcast of Charlie Parker and his friends from Carnegie Hall, 1947. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... Well, let's see. What time do we have here? Well, let me tell you, this is 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle NPR News, and celebrating 20 years of All That Jazz, a service of Pacific Lutheran University. And this is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. It's a pleasure to be with you on Sunday afternoons. Tommy Dorsey now, his orchestra for Victor, his vocalist Connie Haynes, and a Joe and Matt Dennis lost beauty called You Betcha, My Life.
Love you from the start, and I love you more each day. You don't want my money, you want my heart. You're different from the others that way. I'll say, there'll be no more party till three, and there'll be no more anyone else for me. You're the one, you betcha my life. There'll be no more losing my sleep, and there'll be no more counting a million sheep. You're the one, you betcha my life. There'll be no one bawling me out when I don't know what the fight's about. No more summer romance, I'll be true if you give me a chance. There'll be no more singing the blues, 'cause I found the one I'm not gonna lose. Cross my heart, you betcha my life. Such a tumble, I've wondered if your love for me would last. When landmarks fall and institutions crumble, will it be just a memory of the past? When lovers make no rendezvous to stroll along Fifth Avenue, when this familiar world apart. No windows light the summer dark. When love has lost its secret spark, will you still be mine? When moonlight on the Hudson's not romantic, and spring no longer turns a young man's fancy, when glamour girls have lost their charm, and sirens just need false alarm, when lovers heed no call to arms, will you still be mine? When Elsa's parties are no fun, when FDR declines to run, when Eleanor's my day is done, will you still be mine? When Garbo gives out interviews and Harlem folk forget the blues, when G-Man Hoover his face, and when your hoodie leaves the train, when Crosby's horses win a race, will you still be mine?
A couple compositions by Matt Dennis. The first, Matt and Joe, J-O, could be his daughter, could be his sister, could be his wife, I don't know that. It's called You Bet You My Life, and then Matt Dennis and his lyricist Tom Adair, Will You Still Be Mine? Arrangements for the band, Tommy Dorsey's band, by Axel Stordahl, and the vocalist Connie Haynes, both of them done for Victor Records in February of 1941. At the same date, Cy Oliver, the master craftsman for this band, arranged his original composition called Yes Indeed, and he and Joe Stafford do the singing.
Yes Indeed.
Thank you.
shaking with jive, boy, you shout when it hits you.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, yes. Yes, you shout when it hits you.
Yes, indeed.
When the spirit moves you, you shout hallelujah.
I mean,
when it hits you, you holler.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, yes.
It comes out if it's in you. Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed.
Makes you shout, Jack, it's in you. Yes, indeed.
Well, let it hit you. When the jive starts jumping, you shout.
Let me in there.
Well, all right. Then. When it hits you, you holler.
Yes, indeed.
Yes,
Tommy Dorsey in early 1941 for Victor Records, and Cy Oliver's arrangement and composition and vocal of Yes Indeed, and helping him out on that vocal, Joe Stafford. Tommy Dorsey, February 1941. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. Hope your day is going well, your life and all that. Lucky Thompson, great tenor saxophonist now from December 1944, and one that he put together with Stuff Smith on violin, Errol Garner piano, and George Wetling on drums. This is called Test Pilot.
Is that right, man?
No, you want to
just
go ahead and play. Everybody will follow you.
I don't think that's right, but we'd like to get
this
list together. Go ahead and play it. You're
right.
No, that wasn't
right. Well, listen, will you go ahead and just play it anyway?
How'd it go, man? How did it go?
Go, here we go. Go on.
Here.
Go ahead, man.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
Mickey Thompson on tenor saxophone and Stuff Smith on violin with Errol Garner piano and George Wetling on drums. A rare one, done December 1944. That's out on a springtime long playing record. Some rare things by Lucky Thompson. I first heard him backing up Dinah Washington. We're going to hear some of that now. In L.A., 1945, we'll hear Rich Man Blues, Pacific Coast Blues, and Walkin' Blues. Here's Dinah Washington with Lucky Thompson's band, 1945.
Oh, want to travel abroad, see Cuba and Spain. Don't want to go in a car, but on a jet-propelled plane. That's why he's got to be rich. All you poor men have got to go. Must have everything I want. Yes, that includes his gold.
Belongs to me.
takes away my blues in the night. I came home last night after being away a long, 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 long time. Yes, I came home last night after being away a long, long time. I found my daddy gone, and now I'm troubled in mind. If you come back, sweet daddy, I'll meet you at the door. Come back, sweet daddy, I'll meet you at the door. I'll show you how I can love over the sofa and over the floor.
Well, I get the same feeling when I hear them. I put them on, of course, at home, but way back when I heard Lucky Thompson's sound and her sound, Donna Washington, together, it was just a wonderful richness. In Los Angeles, 1945, Lucky Thompson's band behind Donna Washington, we heard Rich Man Blues, Pacific Coast Blues, and Walkin' Blues. Carl George on trumpet and Jewel Grant on alto saxophone, Lucky on tenor, Gene Porter on clarinet and baritone saxophone. Wilbert Barranco had his own band in Los Angeles, is playing piano. Milt Jackson on vibes, Charlie Mingus on bass, and Lester Young's brother Lee Young playing drums. Donna Washington and Lucky Thompson right there. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz, and support for KPLU comes from you and...
Thank you.
Started things out there, recorded by Columbia in New York after his trip to Paris, and he did Louise, written way back in 1929 by Richard Whiting, and with Errol Garner, Eddie Calhoun bass, and Kelly Martin on drums. And then The High Lows, 1957, and Peter DeRose and Mitchell Parrish's Beauty. Deep Purple is arranged by Frank Comstock for them, and their Columbia record, The High Lows, 1957. Right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz, and support for KPLU comes from you and...
At midnight, 'neath the starry sky. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one girl, sighing sigh after sigh. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how? Nice work if you can get it. Nice work if you can get it. The man who only lives for making money lives a life that isn't necessarily sunny. Likewise, the man who works for fame, there's no guarantee that time won't erase his name. The only work that really brings enjoyment is the kind that is for girl and boy meant. Fall in love, you won't regret it. That's the best kind of work. if you can get it. Holding hands at midnight, 'neath the starry sky. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one girl, sighing sigh after sigh. Nice work if you can get it. Nice work if you can get it. And if you get it, won't you tell me how?
Just one hour, one flower.
life's faded bouquet. Kisses that came with a flame of springtime, burning your name in my heart. Precious to me like a rosary. Remember, though love smolders away to an ember and dreams perish, we'll still cherish that one morning in May. You'll never know how I pray. Pray that you'll come back to stay. Life has been dreary and gray, dear, since you left on that morning.
Mel Torme and Marty Paich and his Dectet, recorded in Los Angeles, 1956. Some beautiful songs for you. Nice Work If You Can Get It, written by the Gershwins in 1937. When the Sun Comes Out, Harold Arlen, Ted Kohler, 1941. And Hoagy Carmichael and Mitchell Parrish, 1934, One Morning in May. Mel Torme, 1956, for Bethlehem Long Playing Records. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... Red Allen joining Kid Ory's band, Allen on trumpet and Kid Ory on trombone. 1959 for Norman Grand's Verve label. We heard Blues for Jimmy, written by Ory. Jimmy meaning Jimmy Noon, the great Chicago clarinetist who died in 1944. And Ory's band was on broadcast with Orson Welles at the time, and they played it there. Then two Fats Waller compositions, Ain't Misbehavin' and Honeysuckle Rose. As I said, Red Allen trumpet and Kid Ory on trombone, Bob McCracken clarinet, Cedric Haywood on piano, Frank Haggerty on guitar, Morty Korb bass, and Alton Redd playing the drums. Red Allen and Kid Ory. This is 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, NPR News, and celebrating 20 years of All That Jazz, a service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there. Thank you.